to see a visionary rise. Them who don't want me, let them bury. Now going, no, my God, to stronger.
By what you're saying.
You say, really, we give thanks to life.
we are here again. Balling It and the Grid podcast, reminding the people, make sure check out our Tarchies, Letus, our last EP that is Disrupt Status Quo. Link is in the description. Also, look out for his new album coming soon. I'm looking forward to it. And once we get it, we'll definitely share it. If you get free time, also make sure you check us out. I Never Knew TV, Full Reasoning from Dr. Umar Johnson, Paula Herlock, Brand New Reasons from Billy Mystic and Enough People. Please check out the website, ineverknewtv.com. Hold the vibes, get some reasonings, get some teachings. Fire, what we're reasoning about today?
Well, you know what they were reasoning about? Parents not being... we ask the question, are parents responsible for the outcome of children, right? So now we really want to put the reasoning from a different perspective and make people really meditate from a next angle too. Because we see a lot of whole heap of adults were really still reach in them adulthood, like whole heap of, what would I call, the Jamaica would I call them tough turbit. And they still have blamed them parents for a different thing too. So we look upon it from the particular aspect there and say, when I want to really reach a particular age and a particular stage, can you really put any form of blame by your parents in regards to how certain things set out? And I really feel like the reasoning kind of span even deeper than that, but it's just the way how it come, how framing it come to my mind, you know?
That rhyme fire when you said stage and age. Well, we see it a lot, you know, a lot of people just throw away their life based on actions of their parents, right? And yes, let's first acknowledge this. There's a lot of damage done during childhood by parents. But the question I would have to ask is, at what point do you take back control over your life? What I've learned in my short life, right, is that not too much with parents too. Well, I had a little vibe with my pops here and there, but what I learned is that, say something, Fire, you say you did something to me at 98, right? And we're at 2023. If I'm really thinking over that event, experience, words were said, whatever, to the point that it changes my mood in a negative way, I haven't gotten over it, right? In all reality, I really doubt you're thinking about it, because the way it works is people are unaware of who they hurt. They just focus on who hurts them. It's just a victim thing. No one ever thinks about who they hurt. So the person you think about is not thinking about you. So in the reality of things, you're probably the only person on earth thinking about this particular event, replaying it over and over and over again. You're replaying it, right? For whatever reason. So the question you have to ask is like, why does this person have so much control over me? They have control over my thoughts, they have controls over my moves, because remember, when you're in that whatever movie room replaying that thing, you're not thinking, there's nothing going on there, because you're stuck in that little dark place in that experience that already happened. That's not going to change. I'm not trying to get all psychologists on you all, but I'm just thinking from personal experience in regards to dealing with life. Now, with this whole parent vibe, right? I don't really want to use the word forgiveness, right? Because that's just a whole tricky concept to a certain extent. And I'm not going to say here and say forget, because the way the brain is, the way the brain works, there's certain things that's just like branded in your brain in a sense that you're not going to forget, right? But I think there needs to be a level of acceptance. And when you have that acceptance, there comes the release, right? So, me personally, as I said, this is what I use. It works, right? Next person could take what they want. I'm not going to be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old complaining about what my parent did to me or what they did for me, because it makes no sense. One, first, my parents are a human being that had a lot of stuff going on anyway. So the thing that they even did, like, who's to say it's even personal, the thing that they said? So it's like, oh, my parents said that. How many things have you said out of rage that you necessarily didn't mean? I don't know if it's Hollywood fine. They put these parents on a different pedestal where it's just like, it's kind of unrealistic. Now, back to what I was saying. I think the biggest struggle people struggle with is that they don't accept who their parents are, and they're waiting for their parents to be something else. Or they just fight, waiting for their parent to be something else, and not just accepting, like, if your parents are a screwed up person, they're just a screwed up person, yeah? Like, why is it so hard to accept your parent has been a screwed up person for 40, 50, 60 years? He's just a screwed up human being, yeah? They just have certain tendencies. So now, once you accept that, you know how to navigate around it and protect yourself from certain hurt and know you can't deal with them on a certain heights, or it may be so bad where you have to just distance yourself from them. I think very few relationships are so bad where you just fully have to distance yourself. You just have to redeal your expectation. You may be looking for a loving, nurturing parent that they just don't have it in them. And it's actually unfair to ask them to do it because they themselves don't have it in them. That's like you. You're a introvert, and I'm asking you to be an extrovert. I'm just pressuring every day. It's just not in you, bro.
But sometimes I just the individual them to themselves, yeah, for you. Because I feel like everybody always look somebody else to blame, for you. Like, and that become the main point of all you, of these things, you know. Like, to me, parents are the biggest scapegoat. Like, if, you know, something wrong, something never go on good, where it come from? Oh, parents. I know, so this never happened the right way. Oh, who did cause this? Parents. So parents are the biggest scapegoat for you, because no matter... Which, as we say in our previous reasoning, when certain things go good, enough ones should, because a parent to that take credit for say, all right, this go good, and a parent take credit 100%. So in time things go bad too, people look forward to the whole aspect and I say, you know, say, because a parent, they take the credit for the good, you know, they might take the credit for the bad, you know. So parents become scapegoat, and regardless of what for you, I mean, I feel like, say, a one can't even reach a certain age and still tell me, say, there are traumas that take place. Don't get it wrong. There's trauma that can continue. And you need time to heal from certain traumas. You need to address certain traumas exist. So you can figure out the right methodologies for take and the approaches we have to take to heal those particular traumas. But when we're not even talking about these people who even not try to heal themselves. Because first and foremost, they're not even meditate. Say, there are certain problems within you where it's because you personally never did get certain things right. Where you have to overstand, say, you have to address that first, and then you can go to the root height. And if the root height connect to your parent, then watch and know, that is another aspect to tackle. But this whole parenting is a scapegoat thing. If you realize that anything go wrong for you, it's just, okay, parents, my parents, or this is the way that I grew up, or this is the way that this was brought onto me for you. Because remember, say, accountability, as we say all the time, you know, accountability is at an all-time low. So if accountability is at an all-time low, we need to find something at some given time, or what better scapegoat for me to use than to say my parents did this to me.
All right. I didn't want you to stop. I want you to continue, right? But I just want you to say this one thing. You know, like, all right, we have problems that life brings. I don't even call it problems, but just experiences or whatever that life brings. But in regards to problems I have had in my life, right? I don't know about the next person, but for me, they've been self-inflicted. Now. Me not listening, me not seeing certain things, me seeing certain things and ignoring things. The problems I've had, like real problems, it's self-inflicted. It don't have nothing to do with no parent. It had to do with me having a hard head, not listening, doing what I want to do, and not using my discernment and seeing certain things. And the reason I want to see that, because it all falls back into what you said, accountability. Before I continue still, though, I like where you're going with it.
But a reality, you know, because you have a man where we not grew with no mother and father, and him still have a precedence for certain things in our life. Him knows, all right, them things you have to get achieved in our life. And if them thing gonna get achieved in a life, then I want feel and I want need to come again. You see? But then you have some ones where grew their mother and father same way. And because certain things not achieved, no, because them never achieve certain things, that it can be a case where, all right, bam. Remember, say, it's not like the man who never have the mother and father and now ever say, all right, what did really cause this, you know, or oh, me never go about it. I remember, say, still, even at the man who not the mother and father, for him case, I still a parent of the scapegoat. Because if a man don't make it to a certain level, a man will come and say again. So, you know, say, Actually, we never have no mother and father. And that's why. And that's why we never make it out. So them thing where most people have a fear, but me most people have overstand fire. But me no really feel like say a one can tell me say you reach 40, 50, certain levels and you still tell me about peering fire. Me now got to ask me again, me now tell a one say there's not certain things take longer for heal from to you know, because depending upon where you've been through. But majority of these people, them never been through no big emotional roller coaster or some farmer abuse in them life where them have to try to take a big turn around from. So that are the thing, you know.
All right, this sound wild when I must say this, but stick with me. You know, some people feel left out of the abuse because they never had that experience and they don't have because that's what's getting the focus. They feel left out in a sense. So some people just try to make their experience bigger than what it really is. And I know every man's experience is unique to themselves, right? But it's like some people, life been pretty chill, you know? Yeah, you may have some little vibes, but it's not that extreme case. And it just, instead of saying that, like, you know, hey, you know, like either life has treated you a certain way, you got a bad set of cards, or you just ain't really do nothing. You know what I'm saying? You just I don't know. Like, why can't we just have that true conversation? Why does it have to be everyone's fault? You have some people who really try and do their thing and it's just like, fine, just things ain't work out. You know, but you have a lot of people that just never did anything. You know what I'm saying? And like, what's wild is those who haven't done anything played a bigger victim than those who have done something and it doesn't work out. Because I've noticed people who really, like, really put their all in the stuff are really trying to just, like, man, just life just started throwing them some bad turns, you know? And they can just say, like, man, I was doing this, but this and that happened. But then you have others that just, which I would say is the majority, truthfully. I'll say it, like, I feel like, just, you don't do anything, bro. You haven't done anything. You know, I see it now at the gym. Listen, we're February. January is the place come like a club in there. If I had the thing so revved and crazy as every year, like clockwork, and I'm near, I go to the gym in the morning. I go to the gym at 5 in the morning, right? And like nobody is there. But a couple of weeks ago, the place was packed at 5 in the morning. They figured out some way to get there, but they're not coming no more. And it's just a reflection of society. Yeah, I know it's all these different factors, family, this and that, but it's the fact that people don't really stay with anything. That's just the reality of it. Whether one could argue, say, well, we're not supposed to, and life is too hard, and society is too complicated. Regardless of what the reason is, people don't stay with stuff. They don't stay with stuff that takes any form of effort. You know, and the scapegoat, as you said, is the parents. And it's just like, why can't, like, I just didn't put the work in for certain things. And one thing I do want to add in regards to, and I see it a lot now with our generation, and I want to be clear, yes, I'm in a certain circle, so maybe that doesn't reflect the masses, but I see a lot of people changing negative behaviors from their parents consciously, right? So it's like, you know, a person may see their parents do a particular thing or behave in a certain manner, right? And they themselves see that and make an effort not to do it. Some people say, like, you know, breaking generational behaviors and curses and all these woke words I don't like using in statements, but the reality is that people are making that decision many more than get acknowledged because we tend to focus on the negative. So that's a conscious decision. They were exposed to all type of craziness and certain behaviors that they saw that were detrimental. You say, you know, fire, I can't do it. As a person that's doing that personally, it's very rough because your tendency is to go to what you learn by default. I even had to get in my meditation to find myself, say, yo, this is how this person dealt with it. But it wasn't right. You're pretty fired, right? Because just say, oh, this is the way that I learned, but it just wasn't right. And I have to make a decision and the effort and the consistency to make sure I do it differently. So that's the normal behavior. So with my crew now, when they're coming up, that's the normal behavior based on what I was exposed to in regards that wasn't so kosher. You know, and that's taking accountability. I saw certain behaviors that weren't cool. I don't see the benefit of replicating it, so I won't. I can't just say, well, I saw this, I'm going to do it and just continue with it. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like, you just need to have that. And people don't want to have that because why? It takes work and effort. And we're not trying to hear no work and effort. Because a lot of times people look like their parents and behave. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing the same thing as the parent. They're not forcing you to do that. You see it. So if I see a person say, let's use weight, right? And it's not fat shaming, nobody get all excited. If you have a person, a short woman that's like 250, right? And you see her out with the mother and the mother's short and 250. Did the mother force you to be that size? Or did you replicate behaviors that you saw growing up that led to you being that size? Is it necessarily genetic, or is it just you replaying those behaviors? Because it's the
Make answer that.
I just one more part I want to add to it. So you didn't make a conscious decision to say or see, or maybe you didn't see at that point and say, yo, this is wrong or this doesn't work. And you just replayed those behaviors, which got that result. Then you got to talk about genetics and all these things. I don't know about that now. You just live a sedated lifestyle and you eat too much and probably your meditation off and that. So it results in that type of look that you have. And that's a conversation people don't want to, it's not, if they're not blaming the parents, they blame the sex. But if they're not blaming the parents, they blame the science. You know, so it's like, as you said, somebody's always getting the blame. And I just feel like, yo, as a dose, I got to quit it. Let it please. As I said, now I know it's some crazy abuse, some sexual abuse and all that stuff. That's a totally different. We're not talking about that. And I probably should have said that early. We're not talking about that, right? But like for basic living, you know, it's like, yo, leave your parents alone, fire. Like, what do they know? You cuss the parents and say they don't know that, but then you let them set the standard for your life. You yourself said your parents don't know that. And you never listen to them anyway. Then when things flop out, now it's all of a sudden it's your parent's fault. So the thing is just silly in a sense, but like, you know, I can't be no grown man blaming my parents for nothing, you know. You know, I feel parents, whether how bad it is, right, whether like it's nothing or something, a lot of parents do the best they can. We are what they should be doing versus what they did, right? This is what they did. It is what it is, Farai. I'm not letting this dictate the rest of my life. I'm not letting this dictate my relationships with people. I'm not letting this dictate a relationship with my kids. And that's where we're going wrong, because you yourself don't want to dig into something new territory, Farai. Something new. They don't want to do nothing new, because God forbid I do something new and fail, right? Let me just stick with this. And I know the outcome, and I just blame somebody for blah, blah, blah. Nah, you can't be. Listen, man, you can't be out here blaming your parents. Not trying to hear it, yeah. Not trying to hear it.
But our fox there talking, we're not smart is a part of it. We feel like we don't want to run over with that, is it? Like, if you're not listening to a man, player, you don't listen. All right, nobody can tell you nothing. See, nobody can tell you nothing. But anytime you go, and you do a particular action, and that and you resent that action afterwards, but yet still, it still fall upon somebody's shoulder. And the part of me, I try overstanding enough for you, because if you don't listen to a man or a woman, and then when you go do a particular thing, it don't benefit you, but yet still, is that person is still responsible for that? As a youth, I can't get it, you know. More seriously, as a youth, I can't get it, because you're under one also, your parents are mold you in a particular way. You have to follow certain rules. So as they say, even with all the weight thing, if your parents are eat beer flesh and them not exercise and them not move and all these things, as a youth, you are eat beer flesh and not move. That is the standard where them are set for you. Seen? So you have to follow the particular standard. It's like in our society, and you have to follow the law where the society set. And if you break the law, then you're in trouble. So you're under your parents' law. But after you left that place for 10, 15, 20 years, you are telling me, say, is that law still govern your life? The law that still govern your existence? The law that still govern every single thing where you think? That simply means there's something right with you. You have to start internalize it at some given point. You have to start internalize it and show yourself, say, no, you know, say, something really right to do me, I do. What really I go on? What is wrong with me? That is not what is wrong with them, you know. What is wrong with me? You have to meditate them things the fire. But is everybody who run away from themselves? You see, as the gang say, you're running away, but you can't run from yourself. And them not overstand, say, them are run from themselves fire, because you're the main thing where ones have to overstand in a life for you. See, you have to overstand a life this for you. See, me as a man, you're me pre-life for you. my parents, my friends, my peers, my enemies, anybody at all, what them do is off them fire. I want to have overstance. Your time have come when you have to separate yourself from people. No matter who that people, that person could have want be your parent, you could have want be your partner, you could have want be a friend, you could have want be anybody. You have to separate yourself fire. You are on this earth alone as an individual. You have to take with all of these outside things and make sure you say, any thought where you do, any action where you do, was I doing it right? Did I do that right? What did I not do right? How do I improve that? But it's like everybody have this fairy tale type of concept, say, yeah, man, life are this beautiful thing 24/7. Life is so lovely 24/7. Anything go wrong, it have to be somebody fault or no fire. Sometimes things just not go as according to plan. I just earth run fire. Like every day you get up and do the same thing, right? Some one day your funds are high, one day your funds are low, one day something. Or when your funds low, it's not because somebody did come rob you or because somebody did a fight you. It's just so the system set for you. You have to know how to maneuver your way and set up certain things or for go according to your plan. But you have to overstand it's your plan for you, because me as a man now can't feel and tell you say nobody else make me do that. And at that the people them now overstand for you, say at certain time you have to take away certain things from yourself. Sorry, from everybody else. And look into yourself. I'm say as a youth, you can tell a one say yes, okay, yeah, follow the liar, and this is the reason why I'm like this. Because as a youth, we can give some of them things, them credence to the appearance and things. But where is adult for you? Which adult can tell me, say, Ray, but just my parents, it make me stay like this. No, that's a joke thing. You can't, there is some extent, you know, there is percentage in that. We contribute to your thing, you know, but as me say, there is always a process we have to overstand, say, these are the things that take place. If you're going to seek healing for these things, you're going to seek healing for these things. But you can't continuously blame your parent for certain things for you. You have to overstand, say, no, it can't go like that for you. Cause unless you're pre some form of thing where you look for healing. Is the same addicted to drama thing again, you know? As the addiction to drama, you know? Because they say, you know, I wouldn't want to run past the pint. And either that pint was very important. It's like people, okay, my life, you know, so my life too nice, right? So I need to spice up this thing, you know. I need to find myself in some form of a drama. Also, enough man I read all the 48 laws of power and I misinterpret the law where it says, let's say, if you now have an enemy, you must create one. So even them thing there, enough people now overstand, say, they might interpret them thing they're wrong about creating an enemy, because everybody have nowadays have an enemy now, you know. So them have so much different enemy that them not even overstand, say, I create enough of these enemy, and enough of these enemy are unnecessary. So at them type of content that the people have come from.
The enemies are unnecessary, unknown. For ain't nobody paying you no mind, yeah. Everybody have some haters. Nobody paying you. You're not doing that for nobody to pay you no mind. You want somebody to pay you no mind. Nobody paying no mind. I want to go back to this parenting. This is the last thing I want to say too far. This parenting thing. I feel Hollywood has done a great disservice in regards to people's expectation for their parents, right? And they're not utilizing critical thinking when they watch something versus what takes place in their life, right? I'm going to give you one example. You watch a movie, right? And they have dinner time, right? Basically, they have dinner time. They have a spread. So unless this was bought somewhere and put in a bowl, someone had to create the spread. Both parents are home at the same time. So that means both parents get off from work at the same time. And they have energy to cook this great big feast at night, right? Oh, you know, they had a conversation in the room and the father was so patient and listening. First of all, who's to even say that this man has capability of listening and articulating his thoughts with you, right? I don't know what financial struggles this man is under, what personal, and I'm not taking it away from anyone, and I'm not condoning certain behaviors. I'm just saying that the expectation is unrealistic. And I just think for the parents is to lull your parents. It's better for yourself. Some people are walking around so frustrated, depressed, and sad of what their parents did. And I don't even know your parents know the magnitude of what they did, or they could process it, or when they did do it. I don't think you were the target, like, I just want to destroy your life and hurt you. They were struggling with their life. It just happened to be collateral damage to you. And I think people just need to stop looking for things that their parents can't provide and move on with your life. And you need to get that skill if you want it so bad, and provide it to your young ones if you feel you missed out on it. I just think it's unfair to them to ask them to do things that they themselves can't do or haven't done. And I want to throw one more thing, because I remember talking to kids and they said this, how they have the parent that shows, I'll never forget this, we had a conversation in class, in social emotional learning class. It was eighth grade. So we're talking about parents who show more love to others than their own kids, right? That's a big thing with people. It sounds harsh, right? But like, the love that the parent shows to other people is not a genuine love. It's just a love in a sense of trying to save face, or just trying to kind of like, it's like marketing in a sense, like they're a salesperson. They're trying to sell themselves for what they are. It's sad in a sense, but the reason I brought that up is that's a big thing with the kids. It seems like parents, especially parents that are neglectful in the house, they're a totally different way with the people outside the house. And like, you just have to accept that that's their thing, bro. Like, that's their twist. I think this acceptance thing, man, it's like, yeah, as I said, there are different levels of abuse that really cause a real issue that you really need to like mesh out and get help. But for a lot of stuff, it's just like, bro, that they are who they are. And I think that it releases you from the burden and the frustration of expecting something else that's not there. And I personally think it's unfair. I think it's unfair to ask a person who's not, say, a nurturing person for nurture. It's just not in them. I don't know their background. They probably never got exposed to nurture. Whatever's going on, they can't provide nurture, support or understanding or whatever else issue you have with that person. And it's just like, why can't we accept it? I think that these parents are supposed to be these almost God figures that have all these characteristics that they just don't have. Your parent was neglected, or your parent was abused, or your parent has certain behaviors and they're just trying to survive. Or I hope it's not like an escapism thing. I'm dealing with a lack of accountability, but I'm talking about from a healthy standpoint, a realistic standpoint in regards to, I see it so much that like people are really expecting stuff. It's like, I don't know, you have an animal that can't swim. Like their genetic makeup doesn't allow them to swim, right? But because you saw a movie, the lion was swimming in the movie now. Because your parent, you get what I'm saying?
Them want a fish to climb a tree.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's just an unrealist. And it's just so frustrating because you hear it all the time. Because when people get revved up about their parents, they're asking for stuff for the parent to do. And it's like, bro, the parent is just, they don't do it.
You were them one for overstand for you. See, if you would have a parent and your parent never tell us say them love you, you have to tell her you would say you love them. If you ever have a parent and your parent never give you a hug, you have to give her you would hold you a hug. It's just a cycle for you. Like, I feel like say, enough people, you see, we ain't supposed to just learn from even some things then. Because if you say you say something wrong in a fire, what type of lesson you take from it, and how you incorporate them lessons? Because everything in our life is just one thing in a fire. Like, enough people feel like say them unique. Because say, everybody feel like them burden are the heaviest, you know. I ain't a unique to nothing at all for you. Where you are go through right now, or any meditation where you feel like you have, next people are go through it tenfold, are go through it 10 times worse. So it's like, everybody just try to escalate for them type of problem, and I try to chew off for them load, and them need not overstand. So just take some lessons from something, because if you see something wrong, what type of lesson you can take from the thing the way you see wrong? And it's not even just this kid, this applied to even more than parenting thing in a fire. But a life, them thing are just life teaching in a. But I try to show the people them say, you can't see these things as separate entities. You have to see it as just one entity, as a soul life set. Anything where you see, where you don't like, or where you did go to, where you don't like, you have to just take them lessons there. When you see them lessons there, incorporate them lessons there and try build upon them type of foundation there and set the legacy. You ever notice, say, most people who apply for jobs and them thing there, when them notice upon one of the things the man them tell you, say, them want self-starters. Wanting self-starters, them want self-starters for a particular reason. Meaning, say, you, by your own, can go out there and carry out a project from start to finish. And that in itself show them, say, you have the skills and the necessities what them need to improve for them business. So you have to approach your life from the aspect there. So when I say, it's like a job you carry out, and how you going to improve it, how you going to build upon these things, how you going to do these things where you never receive. how you have a carry it out in your particular life and make sure it improve your life holistically. And that's just that enough people need to pray for you. Like, life under this nice big bed of roses every single day for you. Everything is not nice all the time. But sometimes when the thing them not nice, at them time they have to dig deep and find some listening of the thing them when they're nice and just carry it over and improve your life and make sure say if you become a period and certain things where you say where you never like, make sure say you are carry it out, not stay there complaining 24/7 till you didn't overstand see your chance pass, your window pass when you could have give them love. And the next thing you know, your youth turn all 20 and I end up like your youth not love same way. Your youth start come pray to. I didn't even understand why. And then they just start to see the fullness.
The focus needs to be on changing behaviors and not replicating behaviors. I think the focus is on complaining about what was done. And while I've noticed this, while people complain what was done, they do the same. So I think we need to focus on, first of all, identifying, obviously, man, this wasn't cool or I shouldn't do this. You doing everything you can in your power to not do it. What you believe is the beneficial thing. I think that'd be more beneficial for everyone involved, including yourself, compared to the complaining and the blaming, right? So we give thanks for everyone tuned in. Hopefully you fully enjoyed the reasons. We give thanks for everyone who's been sharing the podcast, right? We really appreciate that. They've been listening to podcasts, downloading the podcast, commenting on the podcast. And please, if you get time, make sure you check out EP from our Tartu Disrupting the Status Quo. Put it on your playlist. Hold the vibes. And check us out, ineverknewtv.com. There's so much stuff there that we're doing. I won't go through the list again. So for now, I'm just going to say, make sure you check us out at www.ineverknewtv.com to stay up to date with all the great stuff that we're giving out. So we give thanks till next time.